DeLorean about something that might happen if Hillary were to be elected, that Bill is going to be her economic czar. How bizarre to be the economic czar. It's all coming up right after the news, 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. It's Tuesday, means it's primary day in Kentucky and Oregon.
Bernie Sanders is bound to win Oregon. That much is known. But there's no reliable polling for Kentucky. The bluegrass state is where Hillary Clinton would like to stop a string of losses to Sanders heading into bigger states, where either way, she's bound to clinch the nomination. In Lexington, Clinton largely ignored Sanders, making news more for her Donald Trump imitation, asking the crowd to imagine a question Trump gets at their first general election debate.
So what is your plan to create jobs? His answer is, I'm going to create them. They're going to be great. I know how to do it, but I'm not telling you what it is I'm going to do.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The National Transportation Safety Board today is going to spell out details of its findings in that Amtrak derailment near Philadelphia a year ago.
It was just before 9:30 p.m. on May 12, 2015, when Amtrak 188 derailed with 243 people on board.
The passenger train that was rolled over.
Seven train cars and the engine hurtled off the tracks.
Notify Amtrak to shut down the entire northeast corridor.
Surveillance footage briefly captured the train flashing by at more than twice the recommended speed. The NTSB now says the train's engineer, Brandon Bostian, was distracted by radio chatter about other trains being hit by projectiles. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
The final schedule for Metro's Safe Trek program should be out any day now, with Metro trying its best to keep up with a flurry of directives from the Federal Transit Administration.
Metro says it'll obey the FTA and slow trains down through downtown, which they say will use less electricity, maybe minimize the chances of any more trackside explosions.
First and foremost, we've got to guarantee the safety and security of the rider base.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says a shockwave of firings may be necessary.
It's just inexcusable, particularly out of the operation center. There doesn't seem to be both the level of personnel, the trained personnel, and the culture of safety that's way long overdue.
Metro may have to switch around which track sections get closed first, thanks to other directives from the FTA. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's back to normal today for the Washington Monument.
The Washington Monument will open on schedule at 9 a.m.
National Park Service spokesman Mike Litterist says experts have completed repairs to the monument's elevator, where problems detected Saturday morning kept the monument closed all weekend and all day yesterday. The D.C. Council today would take up a bill that would significantly change Mayor Muriel Bowser's plan to open homeless shelters across the city. Council Chair Phil Mendelson will offer a substitute bill that would place those shelters on publicly owned land instead of Bowser's plan to build shelters on private land throughout the city. The Senate's expected to vote today on funding to fight the Zika virus. President Obama requested that funding in February and since then has been forced to tap unspent 2015 funds from the successful battle against Ebola. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,711. The Nasdaq at 47.75. Sports a night off for the Nationals. They open a series with the Mets in New York tonight. The O's also had the night off. They host Seattle. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news. The inside story. Traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading out of Old Town Alexandria, big delays on the George Washington Parkway, even beginning before Slater's Lane, so plan ahead. A lot of extra time needed, and I'm seeing a little bit more volume as well over to Route 1, looking like commuters are looking for alternates there. The problem is northbound George Washington Parkway to try to merge onto the 14th Street Bridge. We have a crash in the main lines blocking the left half, and one in the HOV lanes taking away one lane. Also, southbound side of the George Washington Parkway affected with big delays as well. We have the 110 jammed up. Also, Washington Boulevard. So everybody in that corridor definitely in delays. Now, let's go to 270 out of Frederick, slowing down toward Route 80 Urbana into Clarksburg, Gaithersburg, most of the way on to the 270 spur. Stalled reported in the backups on the Maryland topside outer loop near Colesville Road, so keep alert. Crews were checking. Oh, it's getting better. Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue between Woodyard and Dower House Road, still slow, but it looks like the stalled along the way finally cleared. And now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching the rain fill in as we go through this morning. It's going to be a damp Tuesday as we'll have rain around, temperatures in the mid to upper 50s all day with a quarter of an inch of rain. Light rain early tonight, then cloudy 51. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow. Maybe a shower around 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Haymarket, 52 in Gaithersburg, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The International Space Station logs orbit number 100,000. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by presidential historian Jane Hampton Cook on Hillary's promise to make Bill her economic czar if she becomes president. Has anything like that ever happened before? We'll talk to Jane Hampton Cook at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It is the 30th anniversary of Top Gun. By the way, didn't we just last week acknowledge the 30th anniversary of Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Right.
Is it possible that in the span of just 1 week, 30 years ago, two iconic movies of the 80s were both released and both launching into superstardom, two careers of actors who were known but not the superstars that they became, Matthew Broderick and Tom Cruise? Well, let's talk about Top Gun for a minute, because it's a military film. And at the time, you know, Christian Toto in his website, HollywoodInToto.com, talks about the fact that by the time Top Gun came around, there weren't a whole lot of pro-military movies being made back then, coming out of the Vietnam War, coming out of the Carter era, and, you know, Reagan sort of revitalized interest in the military.
I think that's true, right.
And put pride back into the military, and then Top Gun came along, and boy, a lot of things changed. I want to know first from you, 888-630-WMAL, with Top Gun, was that a movie that had a serious impact on you in terms of your view of the military at the time? Some people, I've heard from people who joined the military because of Top Gun. Are you one of those people? And also, in general, this is a good opportunity to talk about the great military films over the course of history. What are the finest military films ever made? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. A little bit more about Top Gun. It launched so many careers. Anthony Edwards, who played Goose. Tim Robbins, people forget were in that. He was Merlin. Meg Ryan, of course, was Goose's wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Val Kilmer, who, again, was in films, but this was really the movie that shot him into superstardom.
Right.
And Kelly McGillis, the love interest there of Tom Cruise. A whole lot of great and memorable characters, actors, and scenes in that movie. And it was pretty awesome. But however, I got to say, honestly, looking back on it, when you go at the time, as a kid watching it, 1986, it was awesome. I've gone back recently and tried to watch Top Gun.
I'm sorry. It does not hold up. People have mentioned the prospect of maybe doing a remake of Top Gun. I think that might be a good idea. I think that it comes across as a little dated. So I think when you talk about the greatest military films of all time, you have to break it down into current films and older films, because there's a distinction. Frankly, I think American Sniper, in terms of current most recent films, I think American Sniper has got to rank right up there. I also like Black Hawk Down. And in terms of classic military film, I love Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Great film.
Yeah, I actually did enjoy Top Gun, and you're right. By today's standards, the effects are not as good as we remember them. I mean, the movies have gotten so good with CGI and all that kind of stuff that sort of doesn't hold up. And it would be interesting to see that movie reshot. One of the things I loved about the movie was the resurgence of Blue Eyed Soul and the Righteous Brothers.
The music was fantastic.
You never close your eyes.
Are you going to do this?
No. Love that. I think that's a great song.
You can go ahead. I don't mind.
I liked it a lot. I liked that movie a lot. As for movies, military movies that I like, I've said it before, and I am a big fan, and I don't know why I love it, except that I love history, and I study history, and I'm fascinated by the Second World War. If I'm dialing through and I see Patton, I stop.
Yeah.
And I just watch the rest of the movie. I mean, I love that movie. I've seen it probably 10 or 12 times.
Yeah.
And it's just a great movie.
I like Patton. I just feel like because it was made during the Vietnam War era that there's a lot of irony in it. I think that I think the filmmakers were not big fans of Patton. I think that they're trying to show, even though it comes across.
Well, he was a complicated guy.
He was a complicated guy. Yeah. And I think frankly, he comes across as a heroic figure in the film, but I don't think that was the intention of the filmmaker. Mm. All right. How about, Michael and Sunshine has one of my favorites. Michael, you're on
WMAL. Michael, good morning.
Hey.
Yes, it's the Civil War, and it's Glory.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington.
Yep. But, Matthew Broderick. Glory is an incredible film.
That's a great movie.
And another incredible soundtrack. Harlem Boys Choir does a whole lot of the music, all the great songs. Thank you. That is a good one.
Yep.
What else you got? Oh, and he also said Bridge Over the River. Okay. Penny and Burke, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Penny?
Hey, Penny, good morning.
Well, my favorite probably classic war film is The Longest Day.
Oh, The Longest Day. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it just really encompasses the history of the war and the dynamic, the dynamic uses of our military that we had to do to get that war won.
Yeah,
and I think that was really, really a great film. My love for Top Gun is it really about the fact that Top Gun really celebrated the new greatness of the American military.
Yeah,
and that F-14. It's just what an incredibly masculine and sexy piece of war machinery.
All right then, Petty. Wow. Thank you for that. The chicks did dig Top Gun. Let's face it.
I mean, they did.
It had some pretty good love scenes as well. And I am told that women do like the volleyball scene.
Oh,
this
really?
Is what I am told by many women, including one that happens to executive produce this Mornings on the Mall. Yes. Petty said the new American greatness. I think appropriately it would be the renewed American greatness of the military, because the American military was sort of dragged through pop culture and through the media, and this was just an unabashedly pro-military film.
You said you also like Hunt for Red October.
I love Hunt for
Red
October.
That's a great movie.
I had not said that yet. I said that during our pre-show meeting. But yes, Hunt for Red October is a fantastic military film. So was Stripes, by the way. Stripes. You heard me. Stripes.
Wow.
It's a comedy, but it's actually, think about it, it is a very pro-Army movie. Accidentally, it ends up being a very pro-Army movie. I love that movie. All right. So, Steve in Culpeper has a good one, too. Steve, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Hey, you guys had a great list as well. But my favorite old school one, I think, was Patton. That's sort of kind of made us feel real proud in a lot of ways of what they had to go through and what they did. And, of course, what they accomplished through a lot of different means. And a more modern but still maybe quasi-old school is a Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
Some of the scenes with Dick Armey in there, God almighty, they're funny. They have some funny lines.
Full Metal Jacket is fantastic.
Laughing at it. Even though he's brutalizing that poor guy, face hurt after laughing at it.
Well, Full Metal Jacket is a fantastic movie, and even though it's done in a very artistic way, it feels very real. Again, it's always hard to look at Vietnam movies because so much of the story, so many of the storylines that appeals to Hollywood directors end up being very, you know, sort of hopeless storylines and really show the dismal nature of that war. But I do, you're right, that is a great movie, Howard. All right, more of your calls in a moment, which is debating, discussing, and sharing the greatest military films of all time on this, the 30th anniversary of Top Gun.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
John Philip Sousa. Well, here we go. Over the Sousa Bridge. I thought I'd throw that in with the talk there. Heavy is Pennsylvania Avenue, Route 4, up ahead once you get across the Sousa Bridge, heading toward Barney's Circle near 15th Street Southeast. That's where only one lane is getting by the crash, so an unusual backup there. D.C., 295 southbound. To get you past East Capitol Street, delays still off of both 50 and the BW Parkway, currently with lanes open. To the 14th Street Bridge, what is going on? Two separate problems. First, in the main lines, crash on the 14th Street Bridge, left side, delays back out of Landmark, and it is solid. Even the feeder roads trying to get up to 395 in big time backups. In fact, seeing those delays even on Seminary Road just at a crawl. Also, George Washington Parkway jammed each direction to the 14th Street Bridge out of Old Town Alexandria in the express lanes for the crash as well. So for Maryland, let's go 270, where it's pretty calm. We still have a lot of volume on 270, but nothing reported along the way through White Oak and down to Four Corners on 29 slows to get down to the top side of the Beltway through College Park and Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a lot of rain today. It's going to rain, a pretty good chance of rain today, a high of around, there it is. I misplaced my forecast. Hang on.
That's not good.
No, I found it. Okay, here we go. A high today of around 56 degrees. Tonight, more rain, 51. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, 67. Friday looks like to be the crown jewel of the week. Temperatures in the low 70s and lots of sun, but the rain returns for the weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 57 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Boeing is proud to be a sponsor of National Military Appreciation Month, honoring the legacy, service, and commitment of America's armed forces.
You lost that love!
Yes. You know, there were a lot of sex scenes in this movie, too. Yeah. A lot of romance going on in Top Gun. I think that's why the chicks were into it. See, as a kid watching, I'm like, could we get back to the planes, please?
Yeah, the fast planes.
Can we get back to the planes flying over the deck there where the guy would spill his coffee and stuff? I like those flyovers. And it wasn't, you know, the sexual tension that was built up between these two, Kelly McGillis and Tom Cruise. It was, I mean, listen to this passionate dialogue.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. Is there something wrong?
Yes, ma'am. The data on the MiG is inaccurate.
How's that, Lieutenant?
Well, I just happened to see a MiG-28. We happened to see a MiG-28 do a 4G negative dive.
Where did you see this?
That's classified.
You see, you can feel the romance building up between them in that scene right there, and you knew that something very erotic was going to happen. And I wanted to get back to the planes. What are the best military films of all
time?
You
got over that, didn't you?
Jack in Catlett, you're on WMAL. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys. Good morning. The two that are really close to me that I liked was Deer Hunter and Platoon, and especially Deer Hunter.
Did you serve in Vietnam, Jack?
Yeah. Yeah, because I come from a small town in the Northwest, and there was 22 in our class, 11 of us were guys, and we all came back with the exception of one, and that was rough.
Jack, I've talked to Vietnam vets about Platoon, and they told me, you know, set aside whatever your opinion of Oliver Stone and his whacked out politics, I'm told that he created an atmosphere in that film that veterans felt like they were right back there again. It had everything except the smell of the country. Was that your experience too, watching it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You know, like I said, but there are so many other good war pictures. You think about, you know, even some of the funny ones.
Yeah.
You know, they were out there. My dad was he was on D-Day, D-Day plus one. And it took a long time to get him to talk about that.
I bet, Jack. And that's why these films are so good, because it brings these conversations up,
even when those vets
won't talk about it. In fact, speaking of D-Day, Jack, and Jack, thank you for the call and your service. Jeff and Brandywine, you're on WMAO. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Without a doubt, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that for me, the opening 20-minute sequence actually showing the landing in Normandy is just the most amazing thing you will ever see. And you just need to show that to your kids to tell them exactly what World War II was
all
about.
And, you know, initially when that movie came out, they weren't letting it. It was rated what? I forget. It was rated, was it R, I believe?
I think it was rated R.
Yeah, and I don't think kids were allowed to see it, but I want my kid to see
it. Oh, yeah. But, Jeff,
it was hard to watch.
It was, you know, my big, and I like Saving Private Ryan, don't get me wrong, I think it was great. My biggest problem was I wasn't necessarily on board with the mission to go after this one guy. It seemed, I understand the idea behind it, but you know what I mean, Jeff? It just seemed like that part of it made it hard for me to embrace the film, because I thought that they had some bigger missions that they had to deal with than just saving this one guy.
I can't disagree with you, but there were underlying incidents like that, and that they over-exemplified it a bit. But and another one, not so much a war, but Schindler's List.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not really a military film, but it's certainly a great film of that era for sure. Thank you, Jeff. How about Red and Bethesda? Red, you're on WMAO.
Good morning, Red.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think we got to go back to the greatest generation's war. Sort of the bad news bears of the military genre would be the Dirty Dozen with Telly Savalas and Donald Sutherland as young guys.
That is a great movie. That is an absolutely great movie. And it had a huge cast, in fact, of relatively unknowns. Wasn't Charles Bronson also in that?
Yeah. And the comedy of errors
Lee Marvin, Ernest Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine.
It's an amazing cast. And it's funny. It's funny, but dark and thrilling.
And I'm sure they really did enjoy that brandy.
Yeah. Thank you, Red. I appreciate it. You know, along those same the same feel of that film was it Stalag 17? Was that the film? Stalag 17 is a great movie, too. William Holden, which sort of, you know, opened the door to Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan's Heroes,
yeah,
right.
In its own way. All right, more of your calls in a minute. We are discussing the greatest military films of all time on this, the 30th anniversary of one Top Gun.
It is now 8:22.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Serious about selling your home? You need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. You know, see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he will buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises. Some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle, with over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Hannah needed to help her mother downsize and looked to Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for, you ready for this, 42% above list. All agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle, 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
After years of sun exposure, does the increased risk of skin damage concern you? Actinic keratosis, or AK, is a potentially harmful skin condition due to chronic exposure to the sun. If diagnosed and treated early, complications can be minimized. AKs look like small, crusty, discolored, scaly patches of skin that may be raised, rough, or sensitive to touch. If you have at least 5 AKs in one or more of the following areas, your face, chest, or scalp, you may qualify for a research study in the Washington, D.C. area. If qualified, you'll receive a study-related skin exam and investigational study gel at no cost, and may receive compensation for travel time. Health insurance is not needed. So if you have at least 5 crusty, rough, scaly spots in one or more of the following, your face, chest, or scalp, it may be actinic keratosis, a potentially harmful skin condition. Call Clinical Research Sites at 1-877-364-7490 or visit www.leopharmatrials.com.
Will your retirement be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. backed by popular demand, my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. At the seminar, you'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. You'll learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You'll learn how to protect your spouse and children with the right beneficiary designations. Come learn the keys to a comfortable retirement. You've only got two more chances to see this event. Few sessions left for you this month and next month. 10,000 people have already attended. Don't miss this opportunity. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner and Beltsville, May 17th and 18th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
825 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hudi Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, this is really a mess on the 14th Street Bridge. I can't underestimate this delay here coming out of the Landmark area and growing back toward the Beltway, northbound 395 to get over the bridge. Two left lanes remain blocked with this crash. Also, in the express lanes, a separate accident on the 14th Street Bridge in the HOV lanes. That's along the right side. So with all this backup on 395, everybody trying to get up onto that area affected. Seminary Road, 110, Washington Boulevard, George Washington Parkway. So that's going to take some time to clear out. Let's get around the Beltway through Annandale. Just the volume. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5, top side of the Beltway. College Park to Silver Spring. Reminder, they're trying to wrap it up here in Falls Church, but they had scheduled road work until 8:30 on Annandale Road between Gallows Road and Graham Road, south of Route 50. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Watching the rain fill in as we go through this morning. It's going to be a damp Tuesday as we'll have rain around, temperatures in the mid to upper 50s all day with a quarter of an inch of rain. Light rain early tonight, then cloudy 51. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow. Maybe a shower around 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It's now 827.
Great soundtrack, great stars, great action, mediocre plot. Top Gun, 30 years later, we're talking about their anniversary and the fact that we want to know what the greatest military films of all time. Real fast, Twitter responses, Apocalypse Now, The Big Red One,
Apocalypse
Ice Now. Station Zebra, The Great Escape, all great movies. Let's do a lightning round here. I want to plow through these as fast as possible. Tim in Sharpsburg, you're first up. Go.
Yes, the Band of Brothers was a long series kind of movie.
Yeah, miniseries on HBO. Awesome one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Devil's Brigade is one a lot of people never heard about, but was based on a true story, the first Special Forces in World War II.
All right, Tim, I don't know Devil's Brigade, but I'll check it out. Mike and Frederick, let's plow through these. Go, Mike.
Morning, gentlemen. Longest Day, yeah. One of the older ones, and Memphis Belle, about B-17 Flying Fortresses. Yeah. Great one.
I remember Memphis Belle. I don't think I've seen the whole thing, but yeah. Jason and Tyson, you're on WMAL. Go, Jason.
Kelly's Heroes.
That is another good one, along with Great Escape. How about Will in Woodbridge? You're on WMAL.
Two of them. First is Delta Force with Lee Marvin and Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah.
And the second is Roger Moore in a sort of an obscure movie called Folks.
Folks? All right. Don't Folks. Know that one.
F-O-L-K-E-S.
Oh, Folks. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's an SAS operative, and a big oil rig gets taken down by a bunch of Americans, and the SAS go out and handle business.
Well, check it out, Will. The bottom line is Hollywood has made some pretty great military films around town, and we're heading up on Memorial Day. Let's stock up the library. 828 on WMAL.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to a presidential historian about Hillary's promise to make Bill the economic czar. First spouses, have they ever done anything like this? That's coming up right after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton would like to be able to put Bernie Sanders away once and for all in today's primaries in Oregon and Kentucky.
A string of wins by Bernie Sanders leaves her with an appearance of vulnerability with Democratic voters. To try to break the Sanders string of victories, the Clinton campaign has zeroed in with almost a dozen stops in the state of Kentucky, which votes today, and she's been using her husband, the former president, who's won elections there before, as a big selling point, suggesting he'll have a role in steering the economy if she's elected.
Correspondent Joe Johns. For Donald Trump and the Republicans, today's no big deal. Trump is now focused on the fall campaign and adjusting his public persona accordingly.
Donald Trump changing his tone from bombastic.
I went to the Wharton School of Finance. I was a great student. I built a fortune.
To everyday American.
I view myself as a person that, like everybody else, is fighting for survival. That's all I view myself as.
As the anti-Trump movement is struggling to find a figurehead, unable to entice a candidate to join the fray with a third-party run.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. A House committee is set to vote today on a bill to block D.C.'s budget autonomy. This is the first time since the city has gotten home rule that D.C. leaders have not submitted their budget to Congress for its approval. The Washington Monument is set to reopen in about half an hour after experts completed repairs to the elevator. Elevator problems detected Saturday morning have kept the monument closed all weekend and all day yesterday. At least 16 people have been killed in explosions today in an outdoor market in Baghdad. No one has yet claimed responsibility. Virginia's attorney general says that George Mason University does not need state approval to rename the law school for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The State Council on Higher Education for Virginia was scheduled to vote today on that proposal. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,711, the NASDAQ at 47.75. Sports, Max Scherzer gets the call tonight as the Nationals open a series with the Mets in New York. The Orioles open a home series against the Mariners. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next.
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, call Ackerman and switch your service for free. Start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in May, you get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems, the company I recommend to protect your home and precious family. Why Ackerman, you may ask? You get the reliability and expertise of over 40 years' experience. Security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee guaranteed response time. Their monitoring center is 5-diamond certified, meaning you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You'll get burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. No phone line, no problem. Ackerman offers wireless monitoring for just a few dollars more. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news of the day.
We're off the top this morning at Metro.
Julie Wright with traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting your day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So no matter where you say good morning.
Good morning, Marlowe Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 425 on ABC 7.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A lot of heavy volume with this rain and drizzle. Wet pavement not helping the commute. Let's go Virginia. 66 westbound. Watch as you come off the beltway. Delays heading out toward the Vienna Metro. Had an incident westbound side. They were trying to clear to the shoulder. Eastbound as we push in through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks into the beltway. Still have a lot of that stop and go. 395 absolutely at a crawl here. Leaving Landmark to get across the 14th Street Bridge, where we've had two separate problems. First, in the main lines, the crash along the left side. They're trying to clear that out of the travel lanes. And looks like right now they've reopened that left lane. So literally, we're just getting all four lanes back open on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Big time delays, though, and everyone trying to get up onto the 14th Street Bridge. Included is the George Washington Parkway. No problems to report right now on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Jessup, but I'm a little bit suspicious. It's all of a sudden at a crawl southbound approaching 175. Each direction in Laurel, you're finding delays each way. South on 29 out of White Oak, stop and go to join the Beltway. 95 northbound, getting better to 32. That crash gone. Southbound heavy Calverton to join onto the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A rain gear needed today. Rain in the forecast. We'll continue to see the rain all day today. Temperatures in the middle to upper part of the 50s. Tonight, the rain should end early, then overcast down to the low 50s. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower, milder, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Centerville, 56 in Waldorf, 58 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it. And especially in places like coal country and inner cities and other parts of our country that have really been left out.
Well, that was Hillary Clinton making a sort of a surprising announcement that when she becomes president, you know, and it's all inevitable, that's what they say. Well, she's going to put former President Bill Clinton in charge of revitalizing the economy, make him sort of an economic czar, leaving many to wonder, well, what would your Treasury Secretary and your Commerce Secretary be doing? But, I mean, that's just me. We thought we would check in with a presidential historian to find out if, you know, what the history of the involvement by first spouses has been in the past and how Bill might become that spouse and what role he might play. Jane Hampton Cook joins us now, presidential historian, author of upcoming book, The Burning of the White House, James and Dolly Madison and the War of 1812. You can learn details at janecook.com. Hello, Jane.
Hi, thanks for having me this morning.
Good to have you. This would be, I mean, the only thing I can think of that even comes close to this was the previous Clinton administration when President Bill Clinton put his wife in charge of revitalizing health care in America.
Well, that really is the closest comparison, because they campaigned in that 1992 campaign, the Clintons campaigned as two for one. You're going to get two presidents for one. And sure enough, you know, he did put Hillary Clinton in charge of health care reform. It didn't work. It didn't go through. And she had her own office in the West Wing, which is where all of the, you know, the chief of staff and the policy advisors are, instead of the East Wing. So, yes, that's probably the closest example we have, is the last time, you know, Bill Clinton ran for president.
So what about the question of accountability here? Because it seems to me that the first spouse, I guess we have to use that terminology now, is always given a certain level of deference and reverence because they are the wife of the president up until now so far. And, you know, they're always dealt with in a sort of congeniality. Even when Hillary Clinton was pushing health care, I remember congressmen just bending over backwards to praise her and to tell her how wonderful she was. No other member of a president's cabinet or advisors get that kind of treatment. It sort of puts them on an unequal playing field, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, you know, there is no constitutionally defined role for the wife of the president, or potentially, you know, the husband of a president. So that gives them the opportunity to, you know, really use their expertise in some way. It's not that they don't have laws that they must follow. It's just that their role is not defined. So that's why Hillary Clinton can say, oh, I'm going to put my husband in charge of the economy. And that was really one of the better parts of the Clinton years, was the economy, because the economic growth rate in average was 4.0%. And, you know, so I can, it's really not a surprise, actually, that she said that. I'm a little surprised it's taken her this long to say it.
Hmm.
Past presidents, beyond the Clintons, most of them have been ceremonial roles, or they take on a cause. Like for Michelle, it was, you know, ending childhood obesity. I think
school lunches. Yeah.
Laura Bush took on, you know, the issue of libraries and et cetera, and reading, and making reading very important. What have been some of the more interesting roles that have been taken on by first spouses?
Well, you know, Pat Nixon took on the role of volunteerism, which was, you know, an interesting kind of role to take on back in those times. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt took a pretty active role, because her husband, Franklin Roosevelt, was in a wheelchair, and it was harder for him to travel. So she became his legs and his eyes and his ears. Hmm. And she traveled around the country promoting his programs, you know, to recover from the Great Depression. So those are some of the more interesting ones. One of my favorites, though, is Jackie Kennedy, because she loved art and architecture, and she just dove in and she redid the White House and brought a lot of historic furnishings to the White House. And she used her artistic skill to bring, you know, to do some good. And that's why we have the White House as a museum now, is because of Jackie Kennedy.
But the difference is, those were jobs that didn't require a Senate approval or a confirmation hearing. And if he's put in charge of something as important as revitalizing the economy, it's all done under the radar, with nobody able to ask questions about how he intends to do it.
Well, and that is a very, very good point, because we've never had, I mean, it would be one thing if you had, you know, someone running for president, a female, and her husband had never been president, but this is a very unique scenario. And so, yes, I mean, that accountability factor will be an issue, especially because lack of accountability has been one of the legitimate criticisms of the Clintons. And so that's something that they're going to face if he isn't, you know, put in charge of the economy. And as you said, you know, we do have a Treasury Secretary and we do have a Secretary of Commerce. And so how is that all going to work? I have no idea. And I don't know how, you know, if they've even thought how far they've thought down that road. But I guess you've got to give Bill Clinton something.
Yeah.
He's not gonna, you know, supervise the cookies in the kitchen of the White House. I just don't see him doing that.
Why not?
Very detailed. But I mean, he could. But
yeah.
I can sort of see him not taking that role.
Yeah.
You gotta kinda do something with him. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta do something with him. Jane Hampton Cook, presidential historian, thanks for joining us. Again, her book, The Burning of the White House, James and Dolly Madison at the War of 1812. Here's the thing. If we're really exploring the redefinition of gender roles in our society, and we're now accepting a woman as a president, I think it's incumbent on the husband to do the traditional role that the wife would have done, the first lady. He should host the teas. He should host the social gatherings. He should be in charge of the menus at state dinners, because she's taking on the traditional gender-specific role of the man in the relationship. Yeah. It's good for the goose. Well, I guess what's good for the gander is good for the goose.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's now 8:43.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
I want to tell you about an amazing new tool to grow your retirement. Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solutions, and his team test portfolios on a regular basis and commonly see high-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. Now you can earn an upfront income and base point of 15% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. That's an income base bonus of 15 and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 15% bonus along with a 10% yearly. Find out more by calling 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952 or visit Larry's website, testyourinvestment.com.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sin Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, better news on the 14th Street Bridge. Both accidents cleared. The one in the main lines completely gone. The one in the HOV lanes was cleared over to the right shoulder. Everything open, but we still have big delays. 395, we didn't get back to the Beltway. We're from Landmark. So from Landmark, just solid, though, bumper to bumper through Shirlington to cross the bridge. Also puts the pressure on. I'm looking at Seminary Road, King Street, Washington Boulevard, 110, everyone in the corridor trying to get up to 395. Extra time will be needed still. Let's go to the Wilson Bridge. Delays before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Accident interloop near Route 5. That was quickly cleared out of the travel lanes. Little bit of volume heading into New Carrollton and the outer loop of the Beltway, but everyone with this rain and drizzle, take it easy. A lot of volume still with this commute. Topside jam, 95 to George Avenue, 270. No incidents to report. Everyone slow across the American Legion Bridge, both directions, both out of Virginia and off of the 270 spur out of Maryland. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain in the forecast. We'll continue to see the rain come in as we go through this morning and rain for the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures holding steady in the middle to upper 50s. Maybe a quarter of an inch of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is now 8:47.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
You know, Larry, I'm a storyteller.
I know that. I've heard that.
And, you know, when you're telling a story, you're trying to express an idea. Sometimes, you know, you have to take a little time. And quite frankly, although I love the Twitter machine, my frustration has always been that I only get 140 characters.
Hard to tell a story in just 140 characters.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to tell. Yeah. And that's frustrating to me. And it even gets worse if you, like, link a story or if you link a picture, because that they take some of your characters away for that.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
No?
Well, not soon. They're going to change it. The word came out from Twitter that if you do a link or you do a picture, that will no longer be counted against your 140 characters.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic?
But they're not expanding the 140 characters.
Links currently take up 23 characters, even after they shorten them.
And okay.
So, yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
All right.
I'm
so
glad.
Will you be able to tell a story now?
Well, I'll still be struggling with 140 characters, but at least I'll have that 140.
You only had 117 before with the picture or link.
I know.
All right. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to following your Twitter feed there at Brian Wilson, D.C.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm Larry O'Connor.
That's right.
We're both on Twitter. And, of course, you want to follow WMAL DC.
That's right, you do.
And you want to follow Heather Hunter. She's Heather, what is Heather's again? I forget. Is it Heather DC Heather Smith,
I
think.
Okay.
Or DC Heather Hunter. Heather, what's your executive producer, Heather Hunter. And don't forget our intern, Brendan.
I have another story to tell.
Oh, go for it.
All right. So there's this.
I don't think he's on Twitter. He's from Hillsdale. They don't allow that at Hillsdale.
There is a rules. Congressional candidate for Virginia's 8th District.
Uh-huh.
His name is Mike Webb. He initially ran as a Republican, and that didn't work out. So now he's running for the seat and that covers Arlington, Alexandria as an independent. Now, this is traditionally a safe Democratic seat, but he's running as an independent now.
Oh, good for him.
And so he was on his campaign page, and he took a screenshot of something that he wanted to share with all of the people who checked in on his campaign.
Oh, sure, you do that sometimes.
Yeah, you take a screenshot and you post it, right? Well, the screen was of his web browser and a story that was on the web browser, and that was pretty good. I mean, a lot of people probably saw that, but unfortunately, when Mr. Mike Webb did this, he forgot to clear out the other tabs on his browser.
Oh, I see.
And so we now know what he was looking at.
What else he was browsing at there?
And it happened to be porn.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not what you want. By the way, that also is not allowed at Hillsdale.
No, it's not.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
So he didn't close out his porn tabs before he did the screen.
Will this hurt his campaign at all?
No, because there was no campaign, no chance whatsoever, but nonetheless.
It's Heather Hunter DC, by the way. That's the Twitter handle for the fabulous Heather Hunter, our executive producer.
That's called bringing a topic full circle.
Yes, and you won't see any screenshots of porn on her Twitter feed that I'm aware of. But God knows I've been waiting.
I'm just really not getting into that conversation.
8:50 on WMAL.
Did you mention it's 8:50?
Sure is.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Let me cut right to the chase. You can't blame your spouse or your job for your gray hair. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Scientists in London have found the first gene identified as causing gray hair, IRF4. It plays a part in the cellular process that churns out melanin pigment in the hair follicle. Now, graying happens as follicles gradually stop producing the pigment that gives hair its color, a process that happens at different rates for different people. The silver lining, if you will, is this gives researchers further leads in what they can investigate if they want to develop a drug to prevent or delay gray hair. Even though the current study only uncovered one gray hair gene, there are probably at least a few others involved in stripping us of our hair color. Meantime, this confirms what my pal Anderson Cooper has likely known all along. A silver fox is born, not just created by stressful circumstances. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Do you wish those bags under your eyes would go away? You know, maybe you think it's genetic. Maybe it's because you've been living a hard life. And it's, let's face it, you got to work hard. You got to play hard. You got to stay up late worrying about the kids and all that stuff. You may have bags under your eyes. Well, guess what? You don't have to accept that. You don't have to accept the puffiness around your eyes that make you look older than you are. You can do something about it. Use Genucel. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell technology. It's a beautiful treatment from Chamonix that targets the bags and puffiness under your eyes. It works for men and women. You'll get remarkable results. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours or your money back. I love Genucel. I use it, and God knows I live a hard life. But no, you won't see any bags under my eyes. By the way, right now, Chamonix extended their Mother's Day sale. So when you order, you're going to get double your order for free. Plus, they're going to throw in this La Sance neck treatment. This is a best-selling product that they sell. That's for free as well. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry, the sale is going to be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now, you can make a smart decision, and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That's heading there for Belvoir on Route 1. Jammed right now northbound to get past the Fairfax County Parkway, past Pohick Road to the crash near Gunston. Watch for police to direct you through. Even coming southbound Route 1 toward Gunston Road, heavy, and the Fairfax County Parkway jammed, merging into those backups. For 95 out of Newington, slows to get onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. 395 Landmark over the 14th Street Bridge in a solid lineup. Had two separate incidents on the 14th Street Bridge, one in the main, one in the HOV lanes. Both have been cleared. Still quite a heavy rush hour for many, especially with this rain and drizzle. Out of Sterling, 28 South near the toll road, that crash should have all lanes now open. 270, no late instance, but quite slow. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the rain. May not be reaching the ground yet, but it will rain today. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s, and we'll see that rain roll on through the afternoon and end by this evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 59 degrees. It is now 8:57.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengel's owner of New Look Home Design. Spring is the busiest time of year to be a roofing contractor. If we do not install a specific number of roofs, our business will suffer. It's kind of like rain for a farmer. No rain equals major problems. Well, I'm not going to let that happen. I have to make spring a success. So, you're going to benefit. If I lower the cost to you without lowering quality, that means we'll get more jobs. And more jobs mean a better spring. You're going to hire someone to replace your roof. Do not do it without calling us first. To ensure you're going to give us a chance to earn your business, I'm offering discounts on roofing of 50% off your entire job. Certain to beat our competitors' prices and get us the work we need this spring. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Savings for you, busy spring for us.
Bad news. You know, with all of this rain of late, dirt and mud are being tracked into your rugs and carpet. Don't forget the pollen. Don't get me started. It gets into everything. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for over 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area using the same time-honored tradition, painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, and they're on the border store on Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, the rolling and relaying of rugs, though a minimum order is required. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Well, tomorrow, KT McFarland will join us.
And today on Washington's Drive at 5, we're going to be joined by a clown riding a miniature horse who will calm your nerves if you're standing in line in a TSA.
At the TSA line.
Yeah. And what is more calming than a clown riding a miniature horse? Other than Chris Plant, of course.
Hey, Chris.
I can think of a number of things that are more calming than a clown riding a miniature horse. Is the clown a little person? It's a little horse?
Miniature horse, miniature clown, yeah.
Are you aware of the obvious link, the connection between Islamophobia, the most pervasive form of racism in the world today, and global warming?
Ooh.
Yeah, there's. It turns out, according to MIT,